Welcome to Your Ultima Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hey there, welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life. This is episode 878, and I've got this kind of funny picture right behind me, right there, the big chunk of gold. And it's in the hands of this person. I'm presuming that's a astro, cosmo, whatever, not in a spacesuit, mining for gold on some asteroid in space. You know, it's funny. I've been watching this program called For All Mankind. And if you haven't seen it, I don't know. It's on Apple TV where we're watching it. I don't know where else it is. But anyway, Joy found it and it looked interesting. And it's about redefining how space happened, you know, who landed on the moon first and then actually building a moon base and, you know, the exploration to Mars and stuff that was talked about at the time when this space business started in the 1969 and then just sort of went away. And sometimes I think, you know, that's too bad that maybe there was a lot of benefit that we could have had from going to space, but we didn't do it. And here we are 50 years later, going on 55 years later, and we still haven't done anything. I mean, we built a, you know, space station and International Space Station and some other things, but certainly nowhere near what we could have done. But anyway, that's not the topic of today. Today, the topic is understanding your awesomeness, which is why I use this kind of funny picture of this great big piece of gold. Now, if somebody handed you a piece of gold, now, if it was that really big, right? Unless you were in space, you know, you wouldn't be able to hold it up because it would weigh, I don't know, something that big would probably weigh 100 pounds, a piece of solid gold. But maybe they're in space with a spacesuit, so it's weightless and they can hold it up and it doesn't weigh anything. But you are awesome. You are 1,000 pounds, not in weight, but in value, 1,000 pounds of gold, infinite value. And you know what? We go through life, we go through each day, we go through moment to moment, and we don't believe it. We live like we're nothing. We live like, well, we make a couple of assumptions. One, that we have an infinite number of tomorrows, right? We're always going to wake up. We're going to go through the day. We're going to go to bed. We're going to get up, and then we're going to have another day tomorrow. So yeah, whatever I don't get done today, it doesn't matter. I can do it tomorrow. Well, that's not true. One of the things that's clear and present for us is war. You know, ever since the war in Ukraine started, we've had that clear and present because my wife's dad, it was born in Ukraine, in Odessa. We grew up in the Kharkiv region, and that area has come under some serious attack in recent weeks. And so that's been front and center for us. And on top of that, because we have Ukrainian heritage, we've had a family with us for almost 2 years, be 2 years next month. June. In fact, this one will be out in June. So 2 years this month, they've been with us. And, you know, with this going on and on and on, who knows when it's going to end. So someone involved in a war like that, you don't know if you have tomorrow. And it takes on a whole different perspective. On top of that, I saw a talk given a while ago, obviously by Steve Jobs, because he's dead now, but when he was alive. And it was, I don't know if it was one of the many commencement addresses he gave or talk somewhere, but he said, you know, he always asks himself this question. And he framed it in terms of lessons he'd learned. And it is, was this, that we all die and that we need to remember that. Not in terms of being afraid of it, but just remember that. And so the question he asked himself was, if this were the last day of my life, you know, and looking at the things that are I'm going to do on my calendar, would I still do these things? And what he said, and, you know, if you ask yourself that question and you say, this is the last day, well, no, I'd go hug this person or go visit this or make sure this, that, and the other. And so what he said is, you know, if I answer that question no, too many days in a row, I need to make some changes. I need to do something different. Because obviously that means day after day after day, the things I'm doing are not that important. So, and I'm not suggesting that every single day you need to live like it was the last day of your life. Because on the last day, you might do some preparations, you know, call some people or make some arrangements for your dog or your cat or, you know, those kinds of things, or hurry up and get a will done if you haven't, you know, disposed of assets and so forth. Those kinds of things can only be done once, and you don't need to review them every day. So I'm not saying that every day needs to be the last day of your life. And oh, look at that beautiful green in the corner. I am going to fix that. Yuck. Disappear. Love it. Thank you for that indulgence. And if you weren't watching the video, you don't even know what I'm talking about. The video, the green screen that I have, somehow the color changed. Something moved, and I'll figure out what it was later. And it made green in the corner, and I don't like that because it looks yucky. But anyway, I'm not suggesting you live your last day, every day like it is the last day of your life. But the point that he made, that if he says no for many days in a row, you're not doing the right things. And I'm going to boldly assert that. And I'm going to assert it for me and offer it as a suggestion for you. If the things you're doing today, tomorrow, this week, are not the things that you would do if you were winding up your life, why not? Why aren't we, you and me, why aren't we doing the things that are the most important? Yeah, I'm being dramatic and slowing that down and saying it like that, but I'm doing it on purpose because this is an awesome, magnificent question of enormous magnitude. So what's your answer? Well, when I saw that video, I watched that part two or three times. I backed it up, played it again and played it again. Not because I didn't understand it and not because he wasn't speaking a language I understand, but I wanted it to sort of sink in again and again. And I started thinking, you know, today, tomorrow, would I do this on the last day? Would I do this on the last day? And I'm subtracting the one-time things like, you know, finding a home for Cooper, or our dog and the cats and, you know, that kind of stuff, but just in general. So I made some changes. I absolutely today, yesterday, made some changes in what I'm doing this week and this month, what this year, 2024, the rest of this year is about. Now, there's one huge goal that I have that I've shared here a number of times, and that is I'm committed to helping 250 million people discover and live your ultimate life. If you're watching the video, you see that URL sliding around the picture, www.yourultimatelife.ca, www.yourultimatelife.ca. Now, that is my commitment to help you create the life you dream of, the life of your dreams, purpose, prosperity, joy, excitement, fun, freedom, glory, oh, everything you want. And you know why? Because that's just what I've decided to commit my life to. So that wouldn't change. If today was the last day of my life, I'd still be working on inviting you right here, right now, to create your ultimate life, to recognize your true awesomeness, understanding your awesomeness, the name of today's episode. Because, like, you might think, well, you're just saying that, Kelly. You say, bleh, you're just saying some silly thing. No, I'm not. What would you do different if you realized that you were infinitely capable? Now, I'm not talking about waving magic wands and zapping, you know, gold bars into place or zapping your enemies across the city or, you know, I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about real life purpose so that you know and feel right to the core of your being that you're doing things that make a real difference. Ah, a real difference. Now, we all want that. We all want to matter. We all want to do something for someone or some group of people that actually matters. Well, you can. And so often we tell ourselves a story, well, I'm just one person. I can't fix anything. I can't change anything. I don't have any real authority or power. You know what? You can't change everything, and neither can I. We don't have that ability right here, right now to change everything. But we do have the ability right here, right now to change one thing, to change a small thing. So I'll give you a couple of examples. Today, as I'm recording this, it happens to be a Sunday. It's going to go out on either Tuesday or Friday, our normal release days. But I'm recording this on a Sunday after church. And because of this thought, doing things that are exactly what I would do on my last day, I made two decisions while I was at church to do things differently. And you know what? I feel better. And I made a difference, a little difference. Now, I don't change anybody's world, but I did something different. And it felt right. And it felt like I was having that kind of impact, even in a small way, that we want to have. So here's your invitation. You can do today what you would do if it was the last day of your life. You can make a difference. We can't change the world. We can't change anybody else, but you can make a difference in the area with the people in the circumstances where you are right now. And if you think that doesn't matter, then you don't understand ripples and you don't understand how leveraged impact really works, because you make a difference whether you mean to or not, whether you're aware of it or not, or whether you even want to or not. Now, I get a friend who made the Impact Factor movie, Ken MacArthur, a dear friend, and he made the movie, and he said it's based on the premise that you make a difference whether you want to or not. And that's true, and it's true whether you believe it or not, or whether you choose it. You do. So why not make the biggest difference you can, even in the area you are? Why not do the most good that's available? Why not? Like, what would keep you from that? All right. So today, understanding your awesomeness, I want to talk about three words: divinity, capability, and possibility. Divinity, capability, and possibility. And I also want to recommend to you a book. The book is called Walking Without Fear. Walking Without Fear. And the reason I'm recommending to you that book is because my experience is we live a lot in fear. Fear holds us back, ties us down, causes us to shrink or retreat from a lot of things we feel like maybe we could do, or maybe even should do. Ooh, I should do that. And we don't. Well, what are we afraid of? Well, it's a wide variety of things. We're afraid somebody will laugh. We're afraid we'll look stupid. We're afraid, you know, it's the wrong thing, or we'll get ridiculed, or 100 other things, right? And fear destroys more dreams than almost anything else. Fear of being wrong, sometimes fear of succeeding, fear of, you know, getting too wealthy or getting in the spotlight or getting too well known. I mean, there's 100 ways to say it. But the bottom line is we're afraid of change. We're afraid that something different will be, we can't cope with it. So what would your life be like without fear? If you had no fear at all. In other words, when you're deciding whether or not to do something, or what to do if fear of failure, of embarrassment, of struggle, of, and yet if fear didn't enter into your equation, how would life be different? Now, there might be a bunch of superficial things, and by superficial, I mean not very lasting, but I know for sure that if fear was gone, you would help more people, you would be more bold, you would create more money, and you would make a bigger impact. I know that without even thinking. Do you know why? Because you're a divine being. You came from God. The spirit, the essence in you was created by the divine. However you formulate that in your mind to be, every single person knows and feels often that there's some force greater than us. You can name it what you like. But it's there, and we feel it, and we know it. So that means you and me, we were created by this divine, intentional, intelligent force. That means you are divine. You came from that place. You're an offspring. I use the simple words, child of God. Okay, so if you are that, then that means you have the abilities, even if they're an embryo, the capabilities of the divine. Okay, because you have that divinity, then your capability isn't in question. It's just like parents whose DNA passes on to their kids. Now, there's different combinations, different colors of eyes and hair, and, you know, I'm losing my hair, pattern baldness, and I get crummy eyes and I wear hearing aids and all the different things that are busted, little this and that. That doesn't change your innate capability. The fact that your creativity is infinite, the fact that your intelligence is there, and the fact that you can develop. One of the most beautiful characteristics of our divine nature is that we can grow. We are not stagnant. We are not stuck. Sometimes we stuckness ourselves, right? Our stuckedness becomes a product of our own thinking. Like we believe we can't, so of course we can't. But that doesn't change the fact that we could if we chose. We could change. We could overcome. Now, how do you do that? Well, I don't know how you can. I know that you can, but I don't know exactly how because I'm not talking to you face to face. But I'll tell you some of the ways that I've used to overcome stuckness. I've used physical activity, stuck to overcome pain, ache, when I was overweight. Different times I've used physical things. I've consulted trainers and used gyms and equipment and, you know, just different, the obvious pieces of gear, right? Treadmills and pull-up bars and weights and floor exercise and martial arts and everything else to overcome the stuckness of physical. You know, I didn't like how I was physically. I've also used the martial arts training, which I did for many years, to create a confidence and power. And I was successful. I earned a second degree black belt and a second degree black belt in more than one style, did some competition. And I didn't win any national championships, but I did well and felt good. And so guess what? Those were tools that I used in a physical context. In a mental context, I struggled for decades with depression. You know that. If you followed anything, if you haven't, another book you might read is Tightrope of Depression, My Journey from Darkness, Despair, and Death to Light, Love, and Life. So I wrote that book. It's about my own journey, but I struggled with depression. Untreated, undiagnosed, and full-on destructive, tear your heart out, burn the world down, bad, for decades. And it ravaged my life, ravaged my relationships, it ravaged my mental health. You know, led to addictions and all the rest. So when I wanted to make that change, the tools, well, I used meditation. I used a lot of counselors and shrinks and tried different antidepressant medications, not to just say, okay, I must take a pill and fix it, but to experiment. What combination of things will let me develop and overcome this stuckness? And guess what? I played with a lot of things and I found a way because I wouldn't quit and give up. So there's physical things, there's mental things like mental illness. Other things like I've had a long time mental struggle because I struggled with depression for decades. I always believed, well, I'm not good enough. I can't really do this. And you know what one of the worst things was for me? Singing. And you know what's funny? I've been playing the piano for 60 years and taught piano for some 40 years and taught jazz improvisation and electronic music at the college level and taught advanced improv and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. But I still believed I couldn't sing, and it's not true. I've been in a performing choir that charted number one on Billboard in the classical genre 3 times. So obviously I can sing, but I had this story that I can't sing solo work. What I really believe is nobody will like me. Oh, ho, boo hoo. And so I stayed stuck. So you know what I did? Again, access tools. I hired a vocal coach. I hired other coaches in my own, for my whole mindset thing. And I worked through, as I mentioned before, meditation, not only for depression, but also for, you know, spirituality and connection. And I developed my spirituality. And then I started performing a little at a time here and there. And so I overcame that barrier. My point in telling these stories is you have the same capability I do. You have access to the same tools that I do. And so you're as divine and as important and as powerful as I am. And so you can overcome these three things, or though anything you want. So that was the second word, capability. It's not in question because of your divinity. Your capability is there. Now, the third word is your possibility. And that means, what is it that you could turn your capability into? Well, I stayed stuck there too until I started addressing my mental illnesses, until I started addressing, you know, these doubts and fears that had plagued my life and driven me to dark places. And so what did I do? Well, I began to write. I began to explore writing. And lo and behold, I developed that. And now I've written, as you know, 19 books. And I have 91 songs that are in commercial release on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and all the rest of the music platforms, SoundCloud and others. And there's a whole bunch more in the works. But they came as a result of that possibility came because I did that work. Now, today is about you. I've given those examples about my own journey just as interesting data points. They have nothing to do, it's not to prove anything except that anybody can do it. I didn't start till I was 52. I didn't address my mental challenges until then. So I had 52 years of practice being broken. I know you are divine. I know because of that, you have all the capability that I do or that anyone else does. That means your possibility is limitless. Those facts are not in question. You know what is? The question for all of us is, what are we going to do? I saw a video the other day, I think I mentioned it in the last episode, called I Am. And it was a song that was constructed and said, I am is the most powerful, are the most powerful two words in the language. And I agree, they are. Sometimes I say it different because I said so. But your own, your personal determination to look in your own eyes in the mirror and say, I am powerful, I am capable, I am divine, I am overcoming whatever stuckness and barriers and stuff that you have. And you will likely need to get help like I did, like everybody that I know did. It could be divine help. It could be spiritual help. It can be a coach. It can be a counselor. It can be books and seminars. It can be all of those things. And I'm sure you've done a bunch of them. And then we all go home and we say, oh, you know, that was fun, but nothing changes. Life intervenes and things get back to normal. That won't happen. That won't change anything until you change the way you use them. You have to have a process to stay in the game. Staying in the game is the most important thing. Now, as I record this, we're in the middle of and I don't know when you're going to hear this year, next year, whatever, but it's 2024 right now. And I live in Edmonton, Alberta, and the Edmonton Oilers are in the playoffs. And we're at the second round of the playoffs right now. And last night, Saturday night, I told you I was recording this on a Sunday. Last night, the Oilers played the rivals playing Vancouver, the Vancouver team. And Vancouver's leading the series 3-2, and the Oilers needed to win last night or they were out, right? Well, I'm cheering for the Oilers because I'm in Edmonton. And if I move, I'll probably be somebody else because I didn't even know what hockey was much. I mean, I knew what it was, but didn't follow it at all till I moved to Canada. But they stayed in the game. They could have thought, oh, we're down 3-2. We won't do this. We can't do this. We're dead. And they exploded and won the game 5-1. But the only reason that happened is because they stayed in the game, the playoff game, the long term. We're in. Now, tomorrow night is the next game. And the last game, because it's 3-3. So somebody's out and somebody's in tomorrow. But my invitation to you is, what does it look like to stay in your game? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm writing more books. I'm doing more music. I'm pointing over there, if you're watching the video, in the direction of that big chunk of gold, because that's where the recording studio is. I'm working on more songs. What are you working on? Will you share it with me? I'd love to honor you. I'd love to encourage you. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to have you as a guest on the show if you want. Why? Because I want to honor the effort you're putting into your life. I want to acknowledge your divinity, capability, and possibility. I want to examine and enjoy and bathe in your awesomeness. I know you're capable. I know you're awesome. I'm just wondering what you're doing with it. This little piece of gold right here over my shoulder is a fraction of what you can accomplish, a fraction of your worth. But in order to access it, you got to look in the mirror and say, I am. I am unafraid. I am a work in progress, but I will never give up. I am that I persevere. I am capable, powerful, passionate. I am invincible. And that's you in the mirror. So get up every day and look at yourself and say, I love you. I love you for trying. I love you for being here. I love you for doing this thing. I love you for having the courage to take the next step and the next step and the next step. Because no matter who we are, you, me, anyone, it's always one step after the next. Right? It doesn't all happen at once. Not for anybody. Yeah, every overnight success took 10 years to get there, right? You just hear about it overnight, but it was 10 years or 20 years in the making. I have been. I even started this coaching journey 16 and a half years ago. So I've been in this making for 16 and a half years already. That's okay. And I'll be in it for another 16. I love you. I see you. I know your divinity, your capability, and your possibility. And I have chosen as my life purpose to be in the people encouragement business. I'm writing songs and writing books and coaching clients and working with business owners and startups and wannapreneurs and entrepreneurs, those who have the courage to make something out of their divinity, capability, and possibility. And that's you, you right here, right now, listening. I care about your success. You know why? Because I have been so broken, I couldn't do anything. And I was able to overcome that. And that gave me hope for every single person breathing air. And that includes you, right here, right now. So I'm going to review with you two things that I have done, and I invite you to do these, and I invite you to connect with me and talk. The first one is to create your statements, your set of I am statements. Now, mine start with, you know, I am infinite and eternal. I'm a son of Almighty God. I'm a disciple and friend of Jesus Christ. I am love, and a whole bunch of others. And I use them, I have them memorized, and they fire me and inspire me, fire me up, and inspire me every day. But what are yours? You could look at your own eyes and say, I am that I love you. I am capable. I am unstoppable. I am fierce. I am fearless. And no one has to agree with you. This isn't a game of trying to get someone trying to say something that you think sounds cool. It's a game of finding your fire, owning it, and declaring it. Change every I want into I am. Change every well I could into I am. Change every well I'm gonna into I am. Am is a present tense verb. I'm gonna is a nothing. I want is nothing. Everybody wants whatever. I am unstoppable. I am invincible. I am powerful. Create your own and a list of at least 20 or 30 declarations. Memorize them. Look yourself in the eyes every day, multiple times a day, and remind yourself who you really are. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when you develop that kind of statement, and I know there's lots of seminars, books, and processes where people help others develop those. I do. I have a very powerful, rigorous process to help people develop them. But it doesn't do anything. I mean, it does. Develops a powerful set of words. And that is wonderful and amazing at that moment. But it doesn't do anything lasting unless you do part two. So part one is developing your set of statements, and part two is developing a daily creation process, daily warm-up. What does that mean? Well, think of a game. You're going to play tennis, you stretch. I used to play volleyball in college, okay? And so we'd stretch before the game. Why? Because we didn't want, you know, and we're hitting or diving or whatever. We didn't want to strain or break something, right? So you'd warm up, warm up, warm up. And you do it in track. You do it in swimming. I saw earlier today the Canadian women's swim, Olympic swim trials. You know, the girls are over there stretching and, you know, moving around, getting everything warmed up, right? Okay, so what does your life warm up look like? go back to the question. If this was your last day to breathe air, what would you do? I wouldn't skip my warm-up, because my warm-up connects me with God. My warm-up connects me with that list of I am statements. My warm-up warms up my heart and fills it with love, fills it with prayer and with access to heavenly things. Now, if you want to learn a powerful warm-up and a powerful way to create those statements, I got another book for you. It's called Living with Purpose and Power. Living with Purpose and Power. And all these books are on Amazon. Get it. In that book, I've put everything that I've worked on for the last 16 years about how to create powerful statements and about how to create powerful warm-ups, daily life warm-ups that will make you on fire to take advantage and acknowledge your divinity, to access your capability, and to build your possibility every time, every day without exception, not just once in a while. You're worth it. You're amazing. You're awesome and absolutely worthy of having, in every respect, your ultimate life. Open your heart
in this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky.